information you're about to hear may not be suitable for some. Listener discretion advised.
All right now, boys and girls, we want to introduce...
Please allow me to adjust my pants. Listen to me.
Run as fast as you can.
I'm gonna give you what you need.
Get ready for BAM Radio.
Let me do it one more time. It's Radio BAM. Fucking idiot.
What the hell am I talking about?
It's Radio BAM.
And now. Here's BAM.
Here's BAM.
Oh, yeah, fuck yeah. Radio BAM Series 28 Faction. Here with Mohawk, Chad Eigensburg, Lou Goyle's out there. And Novak's here, fresh out of jail again.
Another day, another dollar.
So how was this one? I heard you got some serious stories here.
This one's a fucking doozy. Well, they had me at first down on the weekends in the DUI building. So it wasn't bad. I was just in there with a bunch of lousy-ass drunks, miserable men and shit. And this idiot tried to start a fight with me. And I'm like... And finally, I just got so sick of...
Wasn't he some Indian dude?
Yeah, he's like some... Like, he... I think he was an...
Persian.
Yeah, he was like Persian. And I hate Persians anyways. And I,
why? Because they used to bang out your ex-girlfriend?
Yeah, banged out my ex-girlfriend. Fucking Sidney Ponson's fat Persian ass. He probably isn't even Persian, but he reminds... Anybody fat is Persian in my eyes.
Isn't that just a cat?
It's a fat... I don't know. Jesus Christ.
Is that really a...
Persian, yeah.
Are you serious?
I really didn't know that.
It's like...
I've never met a Persian.
It's
what?
It's like all near, like, Kazakhstan, Azerbaijan, all them.
Dude, just picture a guy with fucking...
Sounds like pussy to me.
A sweaty meatball with hair coming out of his shirt and a fucking big gold-link diamond necklace. That's a Persian.
Yeah.
So this idiot starts...
What's the cat look like? A Persian cat?
Call fucking
is
the SPCA, dipshit.
Is it cute?
The fuck?
I don't know. Is it cute?
I'm trying to talk to
someone. Probably. It's a cat.
Yeah, what, you want to fuck it?
I'm just confused by Persians. Go ahead. I get distracted.
You having a midlife crisis thing? You want to fuck a cat? Would you fuck a Persian or a...
I didn't say that.
Or a... I don't know. What other... I don't fuck cats.
No.
I like them, though.
Man, those Arabian bitches doing them belly dances, though. They totally turn me out.
When they do that with the fingers, with the little finger bells, and their stomachs are so tight. Mm.
Turns me out.
Arabians.
I'm not even big into fucking assholes.
Arabians.
But I would fuck their asshole like no tomorrow.
So what were you saying? You hate the guy?
I hate this fucking Persian.
So first
of
all, what was his problem?
His problem was that first time I went in there, I was still taking shitloads of pills, and I snuck a whole bunch of pills in, and he stole half my pills because the police... I had a whole bunch crushed up on the bench, and the police officer called me out to fill my paperwork up, and I had them on the bench, so I didn't have time to sniff them. So I go out and come back, and what do you know? They're gone.
Bonus.
Up the Persian's nose. So I already don't like the Persians from day one. Go in there, and he... Everyone in the jail hated him because he was telling the sergeants how people switch piss cups and how people are sneaking cigarettes and pills and shit
in. Don't they know that?
They know that, but they can't find a direct source of...
Well, isn't there 20 people taking a piss all at once?
Yeah, and
didn't
the
you have somebody else's piss up your ass?
Yeah. Hey, Mohawk, remember when you took me to jail and I was high? Tell Mohawk.
I'll work. Oh, there you go.
Remember you put the love song on? Explain the story of the love hymn song, the love serenade song. While I shoved
dude, I'm
my
driving
ass.
Him to fucking jail, and I think And Love Said No is on, and we're pulling up to the jail. He's like, oh, shit, hold on. It sits up in my car, pulls his pants down, and shoves pills up his ass, then turns around to me, looks in my eyes, and goes to shake my hand with his shitty pill finger hand.
But wait, didn't you turn up him and Love Said No extra loud so it was super romantic and gay?
Yeah, you're like, let me put some romantic music on for you, remember?
Well, I gotta do at least that much for him. He's going to jail for the weekend.
So didn't you call out this Persian guy in front of everybody? And everybody already didn't like him to begin with because he was a rat.
They hate his guts.
Well, he was a shit talker.
He was a shit talker and a rat. So everyone had duly
so
hated
once
him.
You called him out on it, nobody else had the balls to, but you did.
Yeah.
And everybody started getting in on it and laughing their ass off, and he wanted to fuck you up.
Exactly. No one wanted to catch another charge and stay in jail longer. So I'm like, you know what?
So he's getting ready
to fuck you up,
yeah. Right?
He's getting ready to beat the shit out of me. I'm like, you know what? Let me tell you something. I've gotten in one fight in my life, and it got the shit kicked out of me. So there's no question you will definitely beat me up. But here's what I'll do to you. I will laugh while you're beating me up, and then I will sue you because I have pretty good attorneys, and they love to sue. I know you have some money. And then you'll go to jail because the sergeant's a good friend of mine. I have his number on speed dial on my cell phone. So then you'll go do your time in straight time, and you're just a fucking idiot that wants to fight me, and you have nothing to win. Nothing to, like, you're
there's
a
not a lot of fights in prison.
He got so frustrated that he pushed
he couldn't
him
do anything
super hard.
All the black guys, everyone's
it was
laughing
on cameras
in his face.
And
they're
shit,
like,
so like they see that he pushed him super hard, so they
and I'm
put
still
him
laughing.
Didn't he do weekends, but now he had to do the full thing without leaving?
Yeah, Apple saw it.
He's going to want to murder your ass.
Right now, he's still in there. He went in with me last weekend. They put me in medical. They had him. They put an R next to his name, which means revoked, which means your weekends are revoked. He had 9 months in weekends. Now he went in last weekend. I saw his car in the parking lot. He drove there thinking he was going to go in Friday and get out Sunday. Drove in Friday, got booked in with me, and is still sitting there right now, all because of me, and has to do 9 months straight time.
Are there not a lot of fights in prison?
Not where I'm at, because I wasn't in prison. I was in, like, a section where I could wear my own clothes. I'm only a weekender.
So you wear your own clothes then?
Yeah, just, I mean, you get taken off, they take them off, and you get strip searched and everything.
And how long do you have to spend in the cell?
It's a big open dormitory, and you're in there from Friday at 6 p.m. till Sunday at 6 p.m. And that's what this Persian fuck thought, and then he pushed me and started a fight, and the sergeant,
you
like,
took it personal.
I took it big time personal. now he's taking it real personal, fucking hanging with his other personal buddies up there. Yeah. And whatever cell block he's on.
He's gonna beat your ass when he gets out.
He's doing push-ups fucking. He's probably got a punching bag with my face drawn on it, man. And the whole time I'm laughing at him. I'm like, you can't win no matter what you do. You can knock all my teeth down my throat, and you cannot win in this situation. You're gonna lose.
If he does knock
you
all your teeth down your throat, then it's more money that you could get
from
him.
It's gonna benefit
me. And
it's
gonna make him do more jail.
Exactly. I'm like, anything you do, I win.
Like, if you get a medium black eye, it'll hurt less, and you'll get in less trouble, but I hope you knock my teeth out.
Yeah.
I'll get more money, and you'll be more fucked.
Break my fingers, I win.
So there's no prison sex because everyone's in the same room?
And if he doesn't beat you up, you still win, because then nothing happens. You get to talk your shit, and then nothing happens.
He wants to know about prison sex.
There's no way that I lose. But no, not in my, because
he doesn't care about prison sex. Other dudes piss up his ass.
We haven't talked to him since he's been in jail on the radio, and I'm just curious, if you're in a place, people want to know if you're
I'm not doing a hard time. I'm only in there with guys that are in there for 3 days, and they don't want to bring more problems onto themselves.
Speaking of Doc McGrogan.
Oh, yeah, that little midget McGrogan who owns, used to own Kildare's till they bought him out because he's so fucking dumb. His shareholders bought him out.
Are you sure that's true?
Yeah, they hate him so much they bought him out. So all
that could be all word of mouth.
The Rhino?
Yeah, doing it Rhino style isn't quite Rhino'd anymore. He just got finished doing weekends in jail too.
You're up to what, 20 copies of that now?
Yeah. Every time I go in, I steal one and I make everyone with me take them. I put like 10 in Apple's purse. Sorry, McGrogan, but
what do you just sit around telling stories in there with like all the people?
Do they like you in there?
Yeah, they like me a lot.
Do they know who you are?
Yeah, they're very fascinated with me. But I usually used to get so
fucked. Yeah, when all you guys get out, you should come over Beans. We'll have a barbecue, even though I'm not invited. I'm banned because I can't be trusted.
The only person I said that could do that was a sergeant. Because I had to get some brownie points with him, man. He runs a show. He like, that's who has the Persian doing 9 months straight time because he touched me.
Ooh.
So now they have me in this medical unit. Yeah, now I'm starting to take it personal because they have me in this medical unit, right?
Personal.
They have me in this medical unit. I'm only allowed out a half hour a day. So I'm in a cell. Now I've gotten moved after this fight. I'm in a cell for 23 and a half hours a day. Since Friday at 6 p.m. to Sunday at 6 p.m. Allowed out for basically an hour and a half for 3 days out of a four-man cell. And I'm in there with fucking whack jobs. And there's this black kid in there, and first, I wake up to him getting a bird bath in the sink. He's got soap on his hands, he's washing his face, he's taking the soapy water from his hands and pouring it in a cup and drinking it.
What?
That's the first thing he starts drinking, right? And he goes and lays down, starts taking the toilet paper, putting it up his nose, then starts eating that. Now I'm really getting fed up.
Did he start sipping his own piss?
This is where it drew the line. This is where all the inmates... We kicked him out of the cell. This is where I'm kicked out of the cell.
You kicked him out.
We got him fucking...
You voted him off the island.
Dude, we got him deported real quick. We hear this... he's got a blankets over his dick, and he's like sitting with his knees up, and he's got a cup, and we hear this pissing into a cup, and we look over, and he fucking downs the cup like it's a shot.
What was his logic?
he said, I said, what the fuck are you doing? He's like, what? The Chinese people do it. I said, you are Nigerian. You're not Chinese. And even if you were, you're not in fucking World War II. There's no reason to fucking
drink. Is he just bored?
He's nuts. He's the fucking clown.
Is this the same one was doing karate kicks?
No, that guy's moved on to brighter and greener pastures. This guy, Lord knows. So then, 20 minutes later, he gets up to stand up and take a piss. And this is after me and Triller cellmates are going crazy because of how fucking nuts he's acting. Stand up, take a piss. He's pissing. He squeezes the head of his dick after he pisses a handful into his hand and takes and goes... slurping that piss down. He was, dude, all from his own dick. So finally I'm getting out.
So you think this guy's nuts? Well, maybe people think you're nuts for shoving other people's piss up your ass.
Yeah, but that was...
How do you even put piss up your ass?
I had it.
It's picture like a pill bottle, but it's sealed in.
Yeah.
So he just shoves the piss up. So when it's time for him to piss, he wants to make sure it doesn't come back positive.
So I'm just sitting down and fucking just shit it out and kind of put my hands underneath my legs.
Well, you can grab it easily because you have a big asshole.
Should you really be telling
big asshole
everyone
small
that?
Dick.
You have a big asshole and a small dick.
God really spit out a winner with my ass. Huh?
Yeah.
Well, Chad's like, yeah.
I guess you just don't need to fuck yourself now, you know?
Man, I could never fuck myself.
You've been fucking yourself for years, buddy.
Now, what do you think if you were in, like, proper, like, gnarly jail, what would you do if you knew that you were going to, somebody was going to try to fuck you and you knew it was going to happen? What's the best way to go about it?
Would you
go ahead and do it? I already got AIDS.
No, I was tested for AIDS the other day. Came back negative, right, babe? She made me go get a test.
It's like a fucking party.
Party.
No, but honestly, was that a good approach? Nah, like, go ahead and do it. I got AIDS. I want you to have it.
Honestly, if I had to do a long stretch in jail and this guy was going to try to fuck me out, and you know.
Would they not do it if you wanted it? Fight.
What if you shit his dick out?
If you liked it?
Yo, man, quick
and
poop
on. He would like that. They would obviously like that. I mean,
why would they like it?
Because their dick's going where shit is anyways, my asshole. There's shit up there.
I've ever done it, I wouldn't want shit to come out.
You like fucking up the ass. You never had a girl shit after you fucked her up the ass?
No.
I have. Dude, one time I was fucking this girl over white
sheets. And was it gross?
Sheets. Oh, it was just fucking...
So why would they like it?
Sheets,
I don't know. Because I just think it's gross. A guy having gay sex
white satin
gay.
Sheets with shit smears.
I think it's gay. I don't. Yeah, white satin sheets. Dude, I fucked this bitch. And right after I came, dude, she fucking shit diarrhea all over white satin sheets. I was like, man.
It was brown and white.
It was just brown. I left. She was my girlfriend. I couldn't make her feel bad.
Even her asshole throws up after fucking you.
Yeah.
I just don't think anal sex is anything attractive about it. You like it, you little banger, don't you?
Well, sometimes. I don't know.
I don't know.
The time's right.
There's no time right.
Prison
isn't
a good time, dude.
Well, no.
Dude,
but I mean, like, there's no tactic. There's no
tactic
for that?
Huh?
There's no tactic
for that? If you said that you don't want to do it, would they want to do it more?
Probably. I don't think it all depends on how you carry yourself. You know, if I walked in just like a fucking complete idiot,
is there a certain strut or like you put your left shoe on backwards or something?
I think it's just kind of like if I went to jail, I would not shave, I would not look pretty, I wouldn't shower. Like if I was
you're growing your hair
time,
in, I was wondering if you were doing that for someone.
Nah, that's just for the winter kind of hibernation. You know, hermetization type thing.
Hermetization?
Right.
It's my new world.
Mm-hmm. What do you got, Bam? You want to play YouTube, Bam?
I want to play Yellow Wolf.
Really?
I heard it last night. Was not a fan of it. Today.
Yeah, because you couldn't hear it at jitters.
Changed. My opinion changed.
Now you can officially hear it.
And
Yellow Wolf
one
from
song
Alabama.
It's all about drugs.
Here we go.
Bonus.
This is Billy Crystal.
Is this the drug song?
Yeah.
Radio
Trailer
28.
Trailer
Bam!
Fire. Radio Bam. Serious 28 Facts.
Trailer park's on fire, better than cooking up something. If you need a biscuit, come on then, better just got it jumping. Get it from a pro, get it for the low, get you some blow. Get it for the nose, get it for the show, get it for the oh. Four wheeler cranked up, gas tank on the ATV. It's full of that crank, but Billy got pills from A to Z. So what do you think, bud? Billy won't go below 50. 22s are dangerous. Drink a finger with the nugget rings. Pow, take one for the needle. How you feeling now? Purple moons and lucky charms. Yeah, that's the sound. With veins turning round. But his fame is so profound. His name is like a noun. They go and Billy now.
Billy's on the corner with a crystal man. And hello, mama, too. Hello to my P.O. Do soap to the boys in blue. Billy got brass balls, 20 pounds on a cat ball. LSD and Adderall, and LCDs on the wall. He's watching every move. High-tech redneck. Run up on him if you want to. I bet redneck, come on. It might be dark in the woods, but the lights are on. The money's counted, and if the price is wrong, well, then Billy will get them gremlins like Spielberg. He'll take your house down, off of them pillars, and take your mom to Sizzler, and feed her chicken liver, that's cold-blooded love, Billy's a chiller. Billy's on the corner with the crystal man.
Yeah, and he ain't slowing down, slowing down.
Billy's on the corner with the crystal man.
Go, Billy.
Billy ain't slept for days. Gotta keep up with the profit. Gotta keep up with the craze. It's a heavy shade. Gotta walk through the maze. Down where the sun don't shine. And the pine trees sway. And when the wind blew. And the cradle fell. Down come baby Billy. And up come an able male. Mama stayed at work. Daddy stayed in jail. Hey, that's a full deck. But you gotta play with what you deal. So Billy dealt the joker, but the sheriff in the choker. He drank himself sober and pissed at a super soaker. And he wet them all up and left his snow yellow. That's hard, right, boy, for the L.O.
Billy's on the corner with the crystal man.
Yeah, and he ain't slowing down, slowing down.
Billy's on the corner with the crystal man.
Go, Billy.
Oh, yeah. Radio Bam Series 28 Facts, and that was Yellow Wolf with Billy Crystal.
Crystal, he likes drugs, man. He's pretty much rapped about every drug in that song.
Well, so do I.
Match made in heaven.
Jesus.
Hey, guess what? One of the COs, the guards, happened to be in Kuma the other night when I called the police. I got some shit faced with Kuma the other night.
I told this story. So, yeah. So, no, I called.
I was completely shit-faced.
Yeah. And so, 911 showed up.
It made complete sense for me to call 911 on myself for some stupid. I called because there was too many people in the bar, and I felt like it was ridiculous. And he came up to me last night, and he goes, "Yeah, I saw you and Bam and all you guys at the bar, and all of a sudden I saw like five cop cars out there. What was that all about?" And I'm like, "Yeah, I called the police." He's like, "On what?" And I'm like, "It felt like it was a little too crowded, and there were a lot of hot girls in there." He's like, "Man, are you ever going to learn?" I'm like, I don't know.
So back to you being in jail, you said that some dude gave you a note to read to his wife to go call on a payphone because he couldn't?
Yeah, he can't because you're in this cell for 23 hours, 23 and a half hours.
And he thought he was getting out on the weekend.
He thought he was getting out Friday, the day that I came in.
But they decided to keep him the whole time.
Because for some reason, George W. Hill Correctional Facility is the biggest shithole in the world, and I hope it fucking dies in hell. And they have up to 72 hours to release you. Just like when I was bailed out, I didn't get out for 3 days.
Are you
going to
be able to read this note? Because I could barely read his handwriting.
I can vaguely read it. I kind of understand what
she's
saying.
So you call her up, and what does she say?
Yeah.
You say you're...
Abby's sitting next to me, and I'm like, I don't want to do that. I was so dreading
calling.
Who did
you call?
I called my cellmate. I promised him I would call his girlfriend, who he's in there for beating her up, by the way. But yet, he loves
Baby,
this woman, and he's relying on her to get him out.
Great.
So this is a note, and this guy is a fucking...
You put me in jail because I beat you up, but this is what's happening anyway.
Yeah, this is...
He loves her a little too much.
Yeah, this is what I get from him, and now bear
with me. So he
gave
you a 2-page letter to tell her.
Yeah, and her
from
number.
Jail.
And yeah, so bear with me. His writing is worse than mine. Michelle.
He means it.
You gotta get hold of Heather Monday morning. Tell her I'm still not out. She gave me my gag hearing for Friday to me to be out Friday night. I was going to write, but since I thought I was getting out, I traded my paper and stamps for candy. My cellmate eats his earwax, shoves it up his nostril, snorts
it. Is this the same guy?
Yeah. And then spits it out and then swallows it and then puts it into a cup and pisses in it. And then drinks it. Michelle, if you love me ever in your heart, you will get me out. I am so sorry for what happened, for putting my hands on you. Please get me out. Do not call the jail over and over again until I demand my release or tell them you are going to get me a pardon from the warden. Or the governor, or something. If you ever love me, you'll get me out of here. Forever
or else.
Yours.
Or else.
Or else. So I had to call Michelle and tell her this, and I'm laughing my ass off. I'm talking to her, and she acts like I'm just reading her a story from a fucking book.
This is Brandon Novak, the author from Radio Band.
I didn't tell her anything. I tried to read this chicken scratch.
You can YouTube me, babe.
And she's like, yeah. And this dumb bitch, you know what it is? This guy who's a fucking day late and a dollar short anyways, his brain's just not all there. They beat these women in submission because she is still like madly in love with him. Yet he broke her fucking nose, and that's why he's in there. And yet she's calling the jail every 5 minutes to get him out. Like, wouldn't you want to break from a... I mean, that's like my dad. He used to beat the fuck out of mom. When we went to jail, we were like, good fucking riddance. You know what I mean? Like, it was like a vacation when he was gone.
Speaking of your dad...
yeah.
Listen to this shit. So, his dad dies. Mm-hmm. They cremate him, and they have his ashes.
I hate this fucker, too.
No one on earth wants it.
No one.
So, who has it? Novak, the one who hates him the most.
Yeah.
He wants him dead, and he is dead.
What's
and now,
the worst thing you could do
with
him?
Like, Novak's mom is like, I don't fucking want it. And then his ex-girlfriend's like, I don't fucking want it.
Yeah.
And then, like, his
like, put it out with the trash.
Brother-in-law's like, I don't fucking want it. So who gets it? Novak winds up with it. Like, well, you must medium like him. I'm like, I don't fucking like him at all. I hate him. They're like, well, just take his ashes. I don't know.
Final karma for him you end up with his ashes.
So
Doesn't it suck, though, that nobody on this planet wants his fucking ashes? Nobody gives a fuck.
But the guy who hates him the most probably
has
him.
Novak.
I am, and I hate his fucking guts.
Didn't you sniff a rail on him?
I went to Rotten Good Health, so I came home loaded the other night. And just to prove a point of how much I hate him, I cut a line out and sniffed it.
Really?
Yeah.
You really did it? Because Keith Richards said he did it, but
I did it for real.
Did you know Keith Richards
said
that?
No, I had no clue. I'm not.
Everybody was flipping
out
about that.
I did it for real. We could film it.
Keith said he
there's still more left, believe me.
I had a whole big bag. I had like a quarter pound of it.
You snorted a straight shot
of
your dad.
It looks like the ashes out of a fucking chimney. It's ashes. It looks like, I don't even know if it's fucking if it's really him or not. He was such a broke piece of shit.
I think it is.
No one had any money. And everyone hated him. He lived with this 2-bid barroom whore that looked like this mannequin behind Ben. That's what the bitch looked like.
Well,
and,
he was so high in life. Did you get high from this ashes?
I was hoping so. I'm like, as much drugs as this piece of shit did. No, I knew that wasn't.
It probably burns away.
What's the street value on Jerome?
Street value on Jerome.
Fucking negative $2.
I don't know what the worst thing you can do with those ashes is. I think you've done it by snorting them.
I have it sitting in the closet and apples. The thing was, is like, I just felt like, well, okay, no one wants this fucking piece of shit ass, but I know if I die, like, even if my worst enemy has to end up with me, I just don't want to be. I kind of believe in like spirits and shit. And after the shit that I've been reading, if you die, I believe that if no one will claim your ashes, you're just kind of drifting around life aimlessly. So I'm like, you know, fuck it. Like, it's not like I have to take care of it and feed it or anything.
Most people have their ashes
so
spread over
a closet. I mean, I don't have to fucking water the. Most people have them.
Did he request to have his ashes spread?
Hey, I don't know.
Why did they?
Dude,
cremating costs money.
That's what I'm saying.
Right?
I mean,
go dump it on a fucking stripper pole.
That's what I was gonna do, but all the strip joints used to hang in are fucking bankrupt and had.
Is it in
no
an urn?
Offense, but Jewish fires and fucking burned to the
I
ground.
I don't know, man.
Is it in a vase?
No, dude, it's so fucking. He was so broke. This is how they killed him. No, I know what I'm saying. They didn't have money for a vase.
What's it in? A box?
It's in a bag. A baggie in a box.
A plastic bag?
A plastic Ziploc bag.
That is horrible.
In a box. You saw it, babe. Am I lying? She's scared to open it. But it's in a... I should have brought the goddamn thing. It's in a...
thank God you didn't.
I don't
want his ass here.
I know a girl who keeps
her dead cat stuffed under her bed.
What?
You know Jenna Krause, the singer... Yeah, she stuffed her favorite cat, and it's under her bed.
That's pretty cool if you get stuffed.
Well, that's like taxidermy.
It's
fucking freaky,
sorry.
Dude. Why would you taxidermy something you fucking love?
Yeah, that is strange.
I would do that to Diva. I'd have her taxidermy.
Well, if your dad was taxidermy, would you keep him around?
I wouldn't. Who would pay for that?
You have the next.
I'd throw baseballs at him.
That would be a good target practice. I'd fucking buy a gun and then I could actually shoot him. Feel like what it's like.
Where's my BB gun?
I'd buy a fucking shotgun and saw it off and just. Say,
you would shoot
I
at your mummified father.
I'd imagine my street creds. I shot a guy in the face with a sawed-off shotgun.
Yeah, taxidermy
guy. You can't say I'm lying. I'm a dead guy. Person.
Can you talk about this? Shooting dead people?
Fuck him. He's in my closet. I own the bitch.
I haven't heard much about it.
He does own it now. I own that motherfucker. Yeah. He's my slave. I can sniff him. I can fucking piss on him.
Do you think people use dead humans as targets?
It would be fun to shoot at.
It's illegal to taxidermy a human.
It is, isn't it?
Right, but there's probably like a market for freaks who go and find corpses to shoot at.
There's a market for everything.
I don't know.
Dude.
Don't you think?
I'm sure somewhere.
If you buy a gun, some people buy guns in hopes they can shoot at someone.
I agree with that. So I would do it.
The next best thing is still shoot at someone, but you wouldn't be committing a murder.
Would you taxidermy him?
I wouldn't do it. But I think that someone.
Well, you taxidermy them, so they're like running away from you, so at least it's a thrill a little bit.
I'd want them looking at me right in my face when I did it.
Faye?
So I can say, hey, Jerome, remember
that body's display where they open the bodies up? I think those are criminals that they did that to, the original ones.
They were all Chinese.
Right, criminals, though.
Chinese used to drink their own piss, apparently.
He drinks his own piss.
With my Nigerian friend in jail.
It's not even that bad. It just tastes like warm salt.
Well, I heard that. They said they used to do it in World War II. They said in the woods they used to piss on their hands because of the ammonia or something would sterilize all their shit.
Sure.
So that's why this fucking whack job thought that it would cleanse him.
Hand sanitizer.
Dude. But you're in fucking 2011. You don't got to drink your own piss to be sanitized. There's things called soap and sanitizer.
Dude, crazy housewives do that shit because they think it's like some beauty treatment.
Things called golden showers, too. Bam, you know anything about that?
Kinda.
Golden showers. Mentors have a song called Golden Showers.
Well, Novak snorted his dad's ashes.
I'll sell them on eBay. Anybody want to buy them?
You know, so he already has substance. Here we go. This song's called Substance by the Turbo ACs.
Uncut, motherfucker.
Straight up uncut. What the fuck?
Radio Bam.
Let's go, let it flow.
Sorry, that was Turbo AC's with Substance. And what happened to Cleveland? He was just in here.
Yeah,
he said he had nothing to say. So
listen to this.
Oh, I can't wait.
So there was a major blizzard that just happened.
Should we bring him in for this?
Feet and feet of snow. Yeah.
Cleveland!
All right.
Smorgasbord in here.
So much snow that I even get the fucking...
Footsies and tootsies of snow.
I get the Hummer stuck.
Okay.
Down the road, a mile away.
Where the stop sign is.
So I get Cleveland to show up with a shovel.
Nah, please don't tell me.
Meanwhile, I'm walking to Mike Cresta's house, my neighbor, to try to get him to help me out. Mm. But, like, it's, like, up to my knees in snow. My feet are so cold. And I'm knocking on his door at, like, 12:30 at night. He shows up to the car. A police officer shows up, and he goes... He goes, you have a shovel? And he goes, well, yeah, I got to dig out this car. He's like, there's a car stuck down the road. Can I borrow that shovel and I'll bring it back?
Wait, the cop asked for
the shovel? The cop asked for the shovel.
To Cleveland?
So Cleveland goes, can take the shovel. So I shovel, like, where's the fucking shovel? He's like, well, I gave it to a cop. He's like, he said he needed it. I'm like, I need it. I need my shovel to get my car out.
Shovel.
Like, why would you give it to him? Like, what? And then... Then the cop gets his own car stuck helping out the other car with his shovel that Cleveland has to go drive him all the way to the police station. Finally, we get the shovel back at like 2 o'clock in the morning.
The truck's just buried in, I'm sure. What the fuck happened there, bub?
I don't know how to say no to a cop. Like, I freak. You know, like,
well, do you think I could borrow that shovel? Like, well, officer, I'm here with my shovel to get my car out.
Like, I'm not here to
hang
out.
What do you want me to do? Sit out here in the cold and wait for you?
I just like cops more than the average guy, but
more than the average bear.
More than the average bear for good reason, but for whatever the reason, I'm so used to kissing their ass to get out of shit that I just do what they say. Here, take it, whatever. Go ahead, use the shovel.
So you give him the shovel, off his little pig ass goes, you're just, and did it cross your mind after you left, like, I just fucked up?
Yeah, I was like, fuck, now I don't have a shovel, fuck.
But, like, the reason why I told him to come over is to bring a shovel so we can get this situation
That was
handled.
The whole point of your mission, to bring a shovel. I didn't even get that. I missed that whole part.
Yeah, like,
so you get a phone call saying, bring the shovel to the Hummer.
I was like, that
you search everywhere, you get a shovel. You hike all the way up,
and
like
I say,
2 miles up the road.
I say, call me when you get there. Therefore, I'll walk back down to meet you from Cresta's house. So when I get there, I'm like, all right, right on, you're here. Let's get to work. So where's the shovel? Well, I gave it to a cop. What? What?
What?
What?
What? What?
I don't know. I'm Mel Jackson on him.
I do not need medication.
I do not need medication. You fucking whore.
Jesus Christ!
What? Where the fuck is my shovel?
It worked out, though.
How did it work out?
We found some from some snowmobilers, and they came out and they gave us a hand. The same ones I chased off your property. 5 snowmobiles come.
Well, they're my neighbors that I happen
into
to like.
Thing. I run out with a machete. Like, who the fuck's out there? Like, I thought someone was come rob the place or something. And I fucking run out there and they just like take off. And then I run into him on the road. It's a guy with like 5 of his kids. They're only like 7.
So did
8.
The pig buddy bring the shovel back, or what did he say? Like,
I went on the way back. There were 3 cars stuck in that spot. So he's like, I go, dude, can I get the shovel? And he's like,
he had to go back and ask for the shovel back.
He's like, well, just give me 1 minute. So I sit there and I watch the guy.
Give me 1 minute. I have 12 people down by the Hummer trying to wait for the shovel so we can get this fucker out.
3 hours.
I just gave you 2 hours.
All right, you first.
It sucked.
Oh my god, dude. What the fuck, man?
Yeah,
Cleveland doesn't know how to say no.
Yeah, that's my New Year's resolution, is learn to be a little more of an asshole. Just a little more of an asshole.
Well, you did a good job at it the other night, calling Tara saying you want your car back. It's been 8 days, and more than that, maybe. And he calls, freaks out at her, and then he goes, fuck you. Then he throws his phone against the bricks.
That's
like,
a
why
second
would you
time.
Do that?
That's a second time.
Whenever you
time
throw
you
a phone
that.
At bricks, it's going to break.
I know, it's dumb.
So, where's your car at
well,
now?
Well, Bam's having me throw bottles at the door all night to take out my aggression, and then I just, like, threw my phone at him.
So, where's your car at now you took all this aggression out?
Well, I gotta get it still.
Well, didn't she pick you up to go to the clinic?
Yes, I had to
And then all of his car went
But
with
you
her.
Say that you didn't want to risk being on methadone to drive her back into town, but yet you went grocery shopping.
No, she with her. We went grocery shopping and she dropped me off.
But I thought you told her you wanted the car back.
I do, and I'm getting it tomorrow.
here.
No, I am. That car will be in this driveway before Bam goes to London.
I swear on my mother's grave. That car.
I'm swearing on my mother's grave. Radio Bam,
we have anything to do with
that car? Look,
I swear on Radio Bam.
The A4. When will Radio Bam
become your holy grail?
No, I swear on my mother's grave.
Now, why?
I swear on Bam's laptop and Radio Bam that I'll get the car tomorrow. All right, well, who cares about the laptop and the radio?
It will be in the driveway.
What's different between tomorrow and 8 days ago? Now that you're suffering with a broken phone, you have no phone.
I'll tell you why.
No car. Like, you should have been pissed about this a couple days ago. Why is it tonight all of a sudden you're re-pissed?
Because Bam got me riled up, and I yelled at her, and now I have to follow through.
But you had the car in your hands, and then you let it go, so you didn't follow through.
That's true. I did have it. We've been making the payments together. So how is it going to end up
tomorrow?
The idea has been to share it, but she's had it the entire time.
So how is it going to be here tomorrow is what I'm getting.
Because she walks all over you.
I'm
going to
have her bring it tomorrow.
And you're going to say, the keys are mine, it's no longer yours to use?
Yes.
And now, she knows this?
If she needs it for certain things, I might let her borrow it.
Does she know that she's bringing the car back tomorrow?
Meanwhile, she's helping with the payment. Hey, man, I'm not used to this divorce shit. I'm not used to splitting stuff.
So, Cleveland,
how do you just fix that? Like, I need her to help with payments right now. I don't have the money.
Cleveland, after 10 days, you got your car back. Are you excited? Where'd you go? I actually couldn't go anywhere because I was spending the whole time scrubbing the back seat to get Brian's cum out of it.
Come on. How's it always get turned to that?
Brian came on.
I don't want to
hear
the name.
He came on your seat.
I don't want to hear the name. Let's change the subject. Ew.
No, I like this.
This is a funny subject.
Ew.
A spade's a spade, Jack, and you're looking awful black right now.
You can throw your phone.
But he was all drunk. He's like, so my friends were talking shit. I'm like, it's not really talking shit. They're just talking the truth. Well, which ones? I'm like, all of them.
Everyone.
There's not even one to call out because it's all of them.
It is universally known.
And you can't blame
them. That you're getting walked over. Now, I understand your dilemma where you pay bills, she pays bills. But in the long run, she's holding the bigger end of the stick.
Talk about all the bitches you're fucking.
It seems that way, and you're right. I mean, I need to grow some balls.
You constantly tell her stories about all the bitches you're fucking.
Yeah.
Are you fucking bitches?
Well, make them up.
I need to tell. Well, I'm not fucking a ton of bitches, but I'm getting there. I'm working on it.
are you trying to fuck a lot of bitches?
Well, I've only fucked one.
Fuck them
in the car. I've messed around with a
take him to the car.
A handful, so whatever. I'm working on it, all right?
Don't worry, I'm majorly working. I'm majorly trying to get ready to work on it.
I've been trying to
I'm thinking
to get
about
the
maybe possibly going down to the Hobbit
deal?
Hole to work out tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. You know, do 20 push-ups.
I did work out the other day with Bam, though. That was
good kick game.
Good.
Work out on a pussy.
Well, Cleveland.
Work out on a pussy. Yeah.
Day at a time, man. Day at a time.
Gay at a time. Fuck.
Where?
You know, what's with throwing your phone, dude? I've done that before. I've thrown my phone into my TV and broke both.
See, I'm not like an aggro kind of guy. But my phone always gets the brunt of my anger for whatever the reason. I just toss it.
Whenever you want to get your aggression out, which is totally fine, you know, she's always like, you must be drunk. It's like, yeah, I might be. That's when I realize how stupid shit
life.
Is.
That's when
I have the courage to tell you, and the truth comes out when you drink.
Totally, right.
If you're sober, then you contemplate, well, maybe I shouldn't do this. Like, when you're drunk, it's
right.
No holds barred. It's like, you know what? Fuck this shit.
How
I'm
feel.
My car back. That's how I feel.
Yeah. I'm right. Fuck you. You're wrong. Give me my shit.
I probably didn't have to yell at her, but it's a good thing I did, because now I have to.
Oh, you had to yell.
You had to yell.
You had to yell. That is 100%.
No, I mean, in order for her to give it to me. I couldn't. I want my car.
But answer this. What has she given you?
Yeah.
What has she let you lend?
Very good question.
What has she lent you? Nothing?
Great question.
Well, you're married, so it should be 50-50, right?
Yeah.
Well, the fuck has she gave you?
And now you're getting divorced. She cheated on you. It should be like 60-40.
Or
70-30.
Or 70-30.
Yeah, you're right. I totally see. I see. Exactly.
And the only time when she ever calls, it's for methadone or the car.
Yeah.
That's it. Not like, hey, what have you been up to, Bob? Do you want to go to a movie? No, never.
How is she eating? Do you use your card to buy her food, or are you, what's going on? How does she eat? Does she get her own money to eat, or do you pay for her food?
She has work, so yeah, she gets, for the most part, she gets her own.
She's working
food.
Now?
Yeah.
But you get $500 worth of food stamps, right?
Yeah, well, I get food.
That's what I'm working for?
Does she? Huh?
Oh no, it's like I'm free. It's like free.
This. Yeah, yes. Totally.
You are.
You're working if you have Viterra groceries.
Right. But no, I mean, you come in with like Gatorade, lunch meat, and some frozen pizzas. That only equals like $100. So where's the other 400?
You have to be buying her groceries. No, it's on the card. It's on the card. I can show you right now. I mean, it's.
Wow. Okay, show me on the card. I want to see what has shown up here. You're buying Terra groceries, aren't you?
I can look on my card.
You are, aren't you?
Well, I do the shopping. You she hates shopping.
You are.
She's gotten a few things.
She hates shopping.
Oh, my God. God damn it, man. I would walk over you, too, if I was Terra. I would.
Yeah, but I got...
You deserve it.
I can't believe he's admitted that.
You deserve it. I've bought her a few things.
I can't believe he copped out to that.
We still get along. That's the thing.
We still get along.
We're not, like... We don't hate each other. Like,
you
there's no...
She's always
going to
get along with you.
I hate what she did to me.
She's always going to get along with you because she's the one in the wrong.
Dude, he went to the grocery store the one night. 8 hours later, came back with 2 mini frozen pizzas and some orange juice.
She doesn't like shopping.
That's because the car broke down. That sucked.
She hates
the car broke down in the middle of Westchester, man, on the coldest night of the year.
Well, we went to the regular grocery store, but Brian likes the organic place. So
fuck you!
Brian likes the orange juice.
She's not even with Brian.
He likes to go to the Great Pumpkin, which has, like, you know, healthier kind of stuff, which I had to buy him.
Brian really works out and looks, you know, checks his muscles out.
Whatever.
What? All right, I'll be up.
Cleveland, you don't even have to get mad, you know. You could just name your dog Aggression and take that out.
Come on, take out Aggression.
I didn't think about that for a second. I'm like, what the
take
fuck?
Out Aggression. Okay, yeah. Get it? That took me a minute.
Yes. Okay. Simple, that's what takes the longest.
I'm going to play Rain's Liar.
All right, I'll be back. I'm going to take out Aggression. Woo!
Here we go. Radio Bam Series 28 Faction.
Lying on the bottom of a riverbed, emotions are crumbling, an avalanche in the evening. Tonight, the story of a life made up in his head. He died for belief from her. He knows he needs her. Everything he wanted is a lie.
Label me a liar.
Chaz, aren't we going to Canada in February? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Radio Bam. Yes. So, Bam, me, and Lou Guy, formerly of the Moxie, will be coming back to Canada doing what? We're just going to bars and hanging out with people and doing some drinking and partying with everyone in Canada.
Yeah,
I have the dates.
I think it's like Vancouver, Calgary, Edmonton.
Lou Guy.
It's a, just sign on some shit. I don't know.
I have the dates.
Look on your site.
Lou, where do you go on to find out? Dates. Oh, BamMagera.com. Bam Magera from Jackbeat.
I'm looking up the
dates. Magera from Jackbeat.
Holy shit, ain't you that Ziva Levine?
Ziva Levine.
Yeah, you hang out with that Cat Van Dude, don't you?
That mic doesn't work.
That's crazy. She's engaged to Jesse James.
Looted.
The dates. Bam comes to Canada.
Literally comes?
I don't know, man. That's not funny. Yeah, me, Bam, and Louie are coming to Canada February 17th and Calgary at... What is that? Vinyl. Vinyl.
Just go to BamMagera.com and you'll see.
I don't know. He told me to read them.
What the fuck?
February 18th in Edmonton. Oil City Roadhouse. February 19th, Rock City Nightclub in Grand Prairie, Alberta. Have you ever been there? I never even heard of it.
Yeah, I heard of it. I don't know.
Sounds like old lady town.
February 20th at Lotus Nightclub, Red Deer, Alberta, Canada. Is there any more, Louie? You said Banff was on here.
Yeah, it is. That's Calgary, kind of.
Oh, kind of.
Well, sort of. It's like driving from Philly to Weston.
It says Calgary on the website.
Well, there you go.
All right, good. Banff, Bam, and Banff.
Let me play this fat lady yelling at skaters. It's unbelievable.
Oh, I remember.
This is great. Listen how fucking aggro this bitch is.
Oh, I remember this.
Get off the steps now! I want the camera out! Who gave you permission? I need your name!
Drill Sergeant.
Drill Sergeant!
Who gave you permission to film? Get off the steps!
You don't shut the
you
fuck
don't shut up! I'm calling the police now!
Crazy.
Oh my. Call 911 now!
911 for people skating in the back of
you
the
car. You know what, asshole? Since you insulted my kids and family, call the police now!
Why would they call
the
police?
Call
the police! Why would I call the police? Oh, we're skaters and we're skating because this lady wants us to. She's gonna have
no,
a heart attack.
You just did an illegal phone, then you always work here alone. What's your name and number, Norma K?
Let me give you my name.
I'm tired of being beat up by people, by photographers who use the photos against people.
What are you talking about?
I want, and you threaten me. You come here all the time.
I have never been here in my life.
She needs
That's
to take out
a lie.
I swear to God.
That's a lie.
You remember seeing me?
Yeah, I do!
Oh my God.
You're a liar. You're a
no,
liar.
I'm not!
I have never been here in my life.
That's a lie. What's your name? What's your card?
Jeffrey.
You're a photographer. Give me the card! Give me your card! You're here, Dairy Queen, get out!
Oh yeah, everybody has a card.
Everyone has a card.
Everyone has a card.
That's what I sound like if I talk any louder.
Don't talk to me, you did before!
Yeah, I did.
What is this called? Fat lady yelling
Fat lady
at skaters.
Yelling at skaters.
I'm calling the police because you're an illegal thing to do.
Do you work there or are you just flipping out for a reason?
You've been told before not to come. I'm calling the police. Yes, I am. You come every couple of years and take illegal photographs. What's your name?
Is it illegal to photograph? Have you ever heard of
That's illegal what you guys do.
What do we do?
You are getting the form. What's your name? I'm calling the police.
Sorry. I mean, we don't
need I'm calling the police and every single... No, you guys always mess around.
Dude,
what's
you can't do
name?
That.
The police are better than her.
What the fuck is the problem?
I want the film! I want the camera!
Tell me!
Because you're not allowed to trespass. Get away from me!
What did we do wrong?
You're one, trespassing! Two, illegal photographs! Three, you're not allowed! Four, you've been yelled at!
Three, you're not allowed. Four, you've been yelled at.
You've been yelled at.
That's right.
Illegal photographer. Excuse me. Grow up, man. Grow up.
Illegal photographing, trespassing.
Grow up, man.
Are you
an
aborigine?
Put
him in an answer for autographs.
You have insulted me before. You know what you guys do? You take illegal photographs and insult.
Inside voices.
I can see why she doesn't want to be photographed.
Yeah, you've shown you guys beat on me before.
You can't scream the weight off,
bitch.
She might be.
Now.
What?
Her heart rate's probably up. She's probably burning some calories.
Illegal photography.
She's oddly shaped. She's oddly shaped.
No, you're not. You're doing a dance. Come on, do something to stop it.
Hey, they're just trying to skate. Like, we're not trying to make you mad. I'm sorry.
Get off.
We're leaving. We're leaving.
You want to give me your name?
Yeah, I'd love to.
Yeah, you can't wait.
Let me hear my
Jeffrey, what?
Melted
Jeffrey, Jeffrey.
Jeffrey, Jeffrey, are you a photographer?
Yeah. She believes it.
She believes it.
You can't
Jeffrey,
get
Jeffrey.
Photography
are you a photographer,
there?
Jeffrey, Jeffrey?
You can't.
You can me the law. I don't understand.
No, you understand the law. You take advantage.
Barney is
advantage.
Pissed.
Okay.
Are you related to that lady?
Yeah.
I don't know what she's saying.
Call the mental hospital. Wow.
Well, that camera just came out, and he's
on
the
table.
Is that it?
Jeffrey, Jeffrey, what do you want? I'm tired of being yelled at by you.
I want to know.
She'd be the worst neighbor.
To take enough photographs of me on the app right now?
Yeah.
Okay, sorry.
Ted would have a blast with her. He'd be eating all day long. All
right, let's play some fucking Yellow Wolf.
Yellow
Don't
card.
Make me go pop the trunk. Radio Bam Series 28 Faction.
Function.
Yo. Play it, dude.
I'm trying.
I believe it.
Smoke weed.
Super cereal.
It's not fucking playing.
Dude, I'm cereal. I hit fire.
Are you
being cereal.
It's not even loaded.
I'm loaded.
No fucking shit.
What is this, Vivo? It's not going to... Dude, it's just going to shut off. It has to load.
Is that not YouTube?
It's fucking linked.
Well, hang on.
Yeah.
Everybody relax. All right, here we go.
This is why the world's going down the
there
tubes,
go.
Mom.
All right, pop the trunk.
Back to pop the trunk.
So.
Like an early morning fog. Mama's in the slaughterhouse with the hatchet, helping daddy chop early morning hog. I'm catching Z's like an early morning saw. When I woke up to the racket, yawning pause. What the fuck, man? I can never get sleep, man. Peeped out the window, what's wrong with y'all? Stood up in my crips and tied Alabama sweatpants and threw my pillow. Looks like daddy got the motherfucker that tried to sneak in and steal his elbows. They don't know that old man don't hold hands or throw hands. Nah, he's rough like a Brillo. Went to the Chevy and pulled out a machete and a gun is in all as the digit willow. Think he's playing? You better listen what he's saying, punk. Don't make me go pop the trunk on you. He got an old Mossberg and a Mossy Oak duffel bag laying in the back of the dump. Boy, don't make me go pop the trunk on you. Think he's playing? You better listen what he's saying, punk. Don't make me go pop the trunk on you. He got an old Mossberg and a Mossy Oak duffel bag laying in the back of the dump. Boy, don't make me go pop the trunk. 11:30 and I'm pulling up dirty, smoking Babbage out the back of my buddy's Monte Carlo. Spitting over some super hot beats with a super hot freak we call the parking lot ho. You know we sipping on that old brown bottle. Face in the trunk make the whole town wobble. So when we ride around, bitches follow. And tonight one of the bitches is giving us problem. But one of them bitches been fucking one of my homeboy's favorite bitches. And he's been on his hit list for a minute. And I think he's ready to handle his business. He told me yeah, the wolf did this. And he handed me the Cartier watch that was on his wrist. He said, watch this shit. And he jumped to the trunk and grabbed his biscuit. Biscuit, think he's playing? You better listen what he's saying, punk. Don't make me go pop the trunk on you. He got an old Mossberg and a Mossy Oak duffel bag laying in the back of the dump. Boy, don't make me go pop the trunk on you. Think he's playing? You better listen what he's saying, punk. Don't make me go pop the trunk on you. He got an old Mossberg and a Mossy Oak duffel bag laying in the back of the dump. Boy, don't make me go pop the trunk on you. Two-man stand, one's gotta go. One falls down to the ground, one walks down to the road. Mama better call the police, now he's screaming no. Took a buckshot to the chest with a rock salt shell and he's moving slow. All this blood is spilled, enough to give a penguin chills.
hot enough to make the potato smoke at the tip of the hollow steel. In the valley of the hollow field, in the valley of the hollow teal. This ain't a feat with my imagination, buddy, this is where I deal. Bama, think he's playing? You better listen what he's saying, punk. Don't make me go pop the trunk on you. He got an old Mossberg and a muscle yoke, duffel bag laying in the back of the dump. Boy, don't make me go pop the trunk on you. Think he's playing? You better listen what he's saying, punk. Don't make me go pop the trunk on you. He got an old Mossberg and a muscle yoke, duffel bag laying in the back of the dump. Boy, don't make me go pop the trunk on you.
Radio Bam Series 28 Faction. All right, it's almost time, isn't it? Now,
pop
Chad.
Pop the trunk.
You going to pop the trunk, Chad?
You want me to memorize that one for you?
Yeah. We should do that in Canada when we come to Canada February 17th, at least through the 23rd. Is there more dates coming?
24. I don't know, dude. I can only do that shit for like 5 days at a time.
It's like
there's a lot of partying.
It's too much.
Dude, you took off
most of your slept really most of the time.
Yeah, you have to.
It's like no, Vegas, man.
Dude,
you can't
like
wait
when you're when
out.
You're hanging out with like 3,000 people that you have to meet and everybody's coming up with shots and shit, like
and everybody's sickness, I think we caught.
Yeah,
everybody.
Yeah. Plus it's like freezing cold.
I was
gonna
say it's cold as dick there.
You're always in this like
way colder.
Heated ass fucking van. You go out in the freezing cold, then you go into some hot ass, sweaty ass club. You go outside in the freezing cold to smoke a cigarette. Like, all this temperature and
yeah,
all this shit.
Yeah, your body
like,
just doesn't work.
Yeah, and then all the alcohol that everybody keeps buying you and shit. Like, yeah. Like after 5 days, like...
You're ready to die, probably.
Big time.
Yeah.
We'll be recording some shit for Radio Bam out there, so come out to the shows or whatnot. Right? Where they got to buy tickets for that?
Lily, give them some directions. Get off a week.
It's on our website. Right? No, Bam. I'm asking. BamRJ.com.
BamRJ.com.
Yeah.
There was like thousands of people the other ones. It was cool.
Will there be thousands but, this one?
But it was a lot of flights and a lot of days off. I don't think there are on this.
No, yeah, there's just one day off.
Cool. Back, what back. Are you looking up on your little computer? What happened?
Why is it a little computer?
Nah,
your
not
big
cool,
little
it's
computer.
Not yours,
my
Chad?
Big little computer?
Did he buy the cheap
one? I don't have
one.
No, I thought you had an iPad.
Oh, yeah,
Jeff.
Let me fuck that big, fat, hairy-ass, tight, little, shaved-ass pussy.
That's an oxymoron.
No shit, idiot.
You rip your little
pop
brown
balls kettle black.
Rip those little brown balls off.
Look at that disgusting mess.
Filthy fucking mess.
Dirty, sloppy ass, fucking beautiful, fucking sweet ass mess.
All right, I believe it's time. Yeah, it is time to go. All right, I'm ending this with Turbo Negro Suburban Prince Death Song. This is Novak's favorite.
Bye, Novak. It was good to have you, dude. It's been a while.
Fuck off, Novak.
See
you.
You have to leave. We'll be right back.
That's Radio Bam for this week.
We're done.
Tune in next week for more.
You can leave now.
It's Radio Bam.
Radio Bam every Monday, 7 4 p.m.
Radio Bam every Monday, 7 Eastern, 4 Pacific.
Email me now at Radio Bam.
Why don't you take a picture of your sweet white ass and send it on over to Radio Bam at Sirius-Radio.com.
Call Radio Bam at 877-PORN-BAG.
That's 877-PORN-BAG.
Sweet dreams, Peapod.
Bye, everybody. See you next week.
Faction.
Later.